Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Tonight we have an amazing story, and it was about a young orphaned girl. Unfortunately, her father passed away, Lo Aleinu, when she was very young, and so her mother raised her and her brother in Tel Aviv in the 1950s by herself. And then, of course, they were very close to one another. They comforted each other over the loss of their father slash husband. And they managed. When the girl, Shifra, grew up, it was time to look for a shidduch for her. A suggestion was made. Seemed like a nice young man. They went out one time together. They enjoyed the date. And there was an arrangement made for another time. But this time, when Shifra went to the place where they had agreed to meet, she waited for an hour, and the young man never showed up. She was very bitter. She understood that he had just seemingly not been nice, not even show up, and not even call or say anything. And so it was a bitter experience. But she got over it eventually, and a couple years later, she did find a shidduch. She got married. She was happily married. And she became a mother of a number of children. Baruch Hashem. Not so long afterwards, the young man also got married. But years went by, and they didn't have any children. He didn't know what to do. The couple went to many doctors. No one could help. They went to many tzaddikim and asked for brachas. Nothing helped. Finally, the young man one day met a friend of his. They had been friends in school in the younger grades, childhood friend. And this friend was a Lubavitcher Chassid. And he said to the young man, you know, you should write a letter to the Rebbe in New York, Lubavitcher Rebbe. Recently, this Menachem Mendel Schneerson became the new Rebbe in 1950. And he seems to be a very great tzaddik. Therefore, you should write to him and ask for a bracha. This young man was not a chassid at all. He had never written to the Rebbe about anything, or not written to, asked other, had not an occasion to ask a Rebbe a personal question like this. And so he didn't really want to do it. In fact, he asked his Rosh Hashiva, and his Rosh Hashiva advised against it. He said, no, it's not going to help you to get in touch with the Lubavitcher Rebbe. So he didn't. But after a while, his childhood friend came back and asked him, no, what happened? Why didn't you write? Can't hurt. And like this, he finally convinced the young man to write a letter to the Rebbe. So he wrote a letter, sent it to New York. And sure enough, not long afterwards, he got an answer back. And the Rebbe asked him a question in the letter. He said, did you ever offend a young lady? Immediately, the young man knew that the Rebbe knew what had happened. And that, yes, as a matter of fact, he had offended a young lady. As we learned at the beginning of the story, that Shifra was that young lady who he had gone out with once. And the second time, he simply didn't show up, which is, of course, a big offense. Very insulting, very upsetting. The Rebbe said in the letter that if you have ever offended anybody, it's important to apologize and to ask for forgiveness. Well, the young man was, of course, aware that the Rebbe knew what was going on. And the problem was that it was very, very hard for him to apologize. He had to be very brave to apologize, and he actually couldn't really do it. So he instead knew Shifra's brother, and he asked the brother to please give a message to her that he apologized, he's very sorry, would she please forgive him? And wasn't he surprised when the brother, after speaking to Shifra, came back to him and said, you know that? She definitely accepts your apology, and as a matter of fact, she said that she knew about how you weren't having any children. And every Friday night when she lights candles, she actually davens for you and for your wife, that she'd be blessed with children. And no question about it, she definitely forgives you completely. When Shifra heard this, of course, she forgave even more. In case she hadn't forgiven completely, she forgave even more. And sure enough, not long after that, they were blessed with a child. The couple that didn't have children for all these years, Baruch Hashem, they were blessed with a child also. So we see here the very important lesson that although, of course, we always daven to Hashem and we always ask Hashem to help us, but there exists such thing as a tzaddik, especially a tzaddik ador, the tzaddik of the generation, who has the ability not to make brachas, only Hashem is a source of brachas, but to help channel the brachas of Hashem to where they need to go. All brachas come from Hashem. All of our tefillos have to go to Hashem, and Hashem is the one that gives. But the tzaddik has the ability, given by Hashem, to channel those brachas and to help that they should actually come to fruition. Now, how is this connected to Geula? Well, the answer is that, of course, the Geula will come from Hashem, like all brachas will come from Hashem. However, when the tzaddik gives us direction and advice of how to more quickly bring about the Geula, then that is the advice that we should follow. Of course, the Geula is coming from Hashem. However, the tzaddik has the ability to know what has to be done to make the Geula come quicker, and has the ability to help that that should take place. So in our case, the Rebbe said that the quickest way to bring the Geula, the Derech HaYashar, the quick way, direct way, is by learning about Mashiach and Geula. Therefore, I would encourage all of us, including myself, to increase in learning about Mashiach and Geula, as well as, of course, increase in general in learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, acts of goodness and kindness and simcha. And this way, God willing, we will have the Geula immediately, if not sooner. Thank you for joining us for Jewish Stories and More.